Welcome to the Digital Analytics Power Hour. Three analytics pros and the occasional guest discussing digital analytics issues of the day. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/analytics hour. And now, the Digital Analytics Power Hour.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Digital Analytics Power Hour. This is episode 28. To what do you attribute your stance on attribution? Are you 50% influenced by last click but closed by linear? How many contact points have you had with attribution? And were they all the same channel? Well, we're testing response rates from a new channel on attribution. It is this episode of the Digital Analytics Power Hour. And if you're playing at home, anytime someone says the word incremental or incrementality, you take a shot. And who better to join me on this customer journey but my two expert shot-taking pals? It's Jim Kane, double CEO of Napkin and Babbage Systems.
Does that mean he takes two shots every time?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Unless you're driving on the way to work and listening to this.
Or on the way home from
work. I was going to say, if you're on the way home. But if you have a fancy,
on the way home, whatever.
Unless you have a fancy electric car. Is that going to be allowed once when electric car, or not electric,
yeah.
But self-driving cars?
Are self-driving you be able to drink? Cars.
Self-driving drink, cars.
Drink and be driven.
I think I've been ambivalent on self-driving cars until just this now. Very moment.
And that, of course, is our good friend and senior partner at Analytics Demystified, Tim Wilson.
If you're going to listen to podcasts, listen responsibly.
Okay, that's probably going to get us some negative phone calls from some concerned citizens. All right, gentlemen.
The temperance sub-movement of the analytics community is
going to
have
right.
a problem.
They're a powerful lobby.
I've never seen them in the lobby. They must be in the room.
That's right.
I think there's. I saw some lady with an axe coming through the lobby bar.
Hotel, maybe. Guys, attribution. Where do we want to start? I think I will start with my story because it's the most important one. No, I'm just kidding. What do companies mean when they say they're going to do attribution, and what could they possibly hope to gain? I think that's a great place to start, and then we'll go into how the terminology is confusing and everyone's screwing it up.
Well, so I mean, I think what they want to gain is the classic, I know I'm wasting 50% of my spend, but I don't know which 50%. So I think it is a little bit, there's definitely a degree of a unicorn of, I just know it's this thing. Attribution's like a 360 degree view of the customer, that there is this lofty, aspirational, and maybe it's based on who is saying they want to do multi-channel, multi-touch attribution. I think generally the higher up you go in the organization, the more aspirational, unicorn seeking it is. And it is this, oh, I'm going to understand the specific combination of touch points, and I am going to be able to ratchet back my paid media and get step function improved results, which I think is a not where any journey, you know, starting down the path looking for doing attribution is actually going to wind up. But I'm a little bit of a skeptic on the topic, so maybe Jim can weigh in.
And I shall. So there's a real concern with this particular podcast that we could end up where we were probably about a year ago when we did big data, which is us going, what the shit is big data, for like 45 minutes and not coming up with a clear definition.
I feel like it was a reasoned and intelligent discussion where we're asking, what is big data?
Thank you, editing.
I think this is much more definitionally down to like
two things. I think for this one, we can very clearly bound at least what attribution means to us, because I do think that there is some boardroom speak around attribution and omni-channel and customer journey. And the emphasis that I want to make mostly today is around attribution as a digital-only endeavor.
Digital-only on visit, click-through visits, or is it digital including impressions?
I would include impressions, but not for certain kinds of attribution. But this is the conversation I want to have. So if we want to talk about the likelihood that someone saw a commercial on CNN and then went to the website and clicked a branded AdWord and filled out your email and 6 months later bought your shit.
No, I mean, if I sent them four catalogs this year and their purchase happened 4 days after they got the last one and then they used paid search, it's hard to do digital only there.
I'm not saying it's bullshit, but I'm saying that when you look at, I mean, if we surveyed 100 companies right now and asked them how many of them had a legitimate, actively using an attribution practice, like not answer one question or get one insight, but we actively use this to do better. To kind of go back to what we were talking about with Gary in the last podcast about, you know, how do we have data be the spoonful of sugar? Like it's not a separate silo, it's part of everything we do. With attribution as an on-purpose thing that's part of everything we do, trying to do omnichannel is a couple of years away from now, in my opinion. But if we bound it exclusively to things with zeros and ones in them that live on the web or that can be measured in the way that we do them, we've got a very, very good story to tell today. And I think if we were to talk about all of the ways that people can come up with attribution plans and what it could mean to different people, we're going to have a big data chat, which isn't bad. But I think that there's all three of us have been involved in some pretty significant wins around tying pan-session, multi-campaign data together for digital.
Well, I mean, I think to me, definitionally, fundamentally, there are two ways attribution get used, and they are very, very different. And they get used, it kind of gets thrown out, but to me, that the same thing happens for reports and analysis. And there is attribution when somebody says, oh, you're just using last click attribution. Both of these approaches say agree on what last click attribution is. But then the next step is one way is call it kind of the Google, a free, available to everyone who's got Google attribution, where you pick how you want to attribute, and it's limited to last click, and it is you pick a model, and you pick if you want it to be linear, you could do first click, you could make your custom models, and models is a tricky word there, because you're choosing how you want to assign value. You want to choose how you're attributing value, and that's kind of one way that attribution gets used. The other way is what more the tier one enterprise attribution management platform sell, which is more, we are going to try to figure out how much value the first click and the second click and the impression that happened after that. And God, they tell a story that is incredibly vague and hard to understand how it works, of how they're going to tie in TV and print, but they can tie in, you know, they're kind of the anything you can pixel plus wave their hands and we'll do this other stuff. But we're going to kind of try to model it. And that to me is really, really hard to conceptually. I get it in kind of a hermetically sealed universe where you only have maybe a million different unique paths to purchase.
I don't mean to like totally disagree with you, Jim, because in a lot of respects, digital attribution is about as much as could theoretically be accomplished most of the time, unless you really simplify contact points and unify them in a central data warehouse or something. And then you could, in theory, see sequence of points of contact up to a certain level of granularity across every touch point, both online and offline, for a known customer. But at the same time, like to what you were saying, Tim, I think honestly where I struggle the most with this is that I feel like so much importance is placed on attribution, where it is seen as something really core and strategic, but at best could probably be used for tactical purposes to align spend to better channels and sort of see where you could get more bang for your buck in an individual digital marketing channel.
Let me try this out. I know Jim's made a point, you know, prior, not today, or not since we've been talking, but made a point about kind of the starting point is, are you really nailing last click? And Jim, I may be putting words in your mouth, but I think it's actually a hell of a place to start, because all your direct traffic. Now, if you're CNN.com, sure, you're getting a crap ton of direct traffic. But for your direct and organic search and stuff that doesn't click through on a campaign tag channel, do you believe that there was or was not influence that you provided through marketing stuff that you did in the past? So if you've got a bunch of referral traffic, and that's because it's not tagged with campaign tracking, you know, that's a problem. So there is kind of a, you know, is your last click attribution really robust? Do you really, really believe in that? Because as soon as you go to any other step beyond last click, you've just gone to an order of magnitude more complexity if you don't have your last click nailed, right? I mean, I don't know, Jim, I may have just extrapolated from comments you've made in the past. and unfairly put words in your mouth.
You're dead right, Tim. And the part of the reason I'm so bullish on this topic and attribution in general is that I really firmly believe it should be a first class item for anybody who's spending on the web, along with understanding your e-commerce data. You should be understanding your attribution data at the same level of detail. So I'm huge on the topic, and I think that you can't get started unless you've done your blocking and tackling and you've got your fundamentals. And we've never talked to a company that really wants to get into attribution before that could answer the point that Tim made. What's your level of confidence that your current campaigns are being tracked properly? So if we want to do just last pass the post or last click attribution, will I look at it and go, yes, there it is, and now I want to do something more sophisticated with it? And the answer is always no. But the interesting thing is the conversations around figuring out what someone's campaign naming conventions should be. Like, again, to use Google as the example, but, medium source campaign and now at the top level channel, figuring out what business rules apply that are as business relevant as possible tend to help create some of the initial parameters for doing interesting attribution. But absolutely, you need to have your house in order before you start doing the interesting stuff. And most people don't think to do that.
I like that point, and I agree with it. Here's a question for you, Jim. Can people effectively use attribution tools that come inside of products like Google Analytics, or do they need to buy a standalone solution?
So I think the attribution functionality in Google Analytics is to attribution what Google Analytics was to measurement 3 or 4 years ago. It's very, very good, but once you hit a certain level of sophistication, you can graduate past it. And to be clear, I wouldn't say that about the Google Analytics product in general. But their attribution functionality is very good for an in-tool suite. You will hit a point where you need to graduate once your practice gets to a certain level. But the thing that I actually like about it, per Tim's statement earlier about, being able to pick your own model, is that most people who buy an attribution suite go from, I don't trust last click, to I spent a shitload of money on algorithmically driven attribution that's giving me a report, and I guess we'll just go with it. But I don't really trust that either. I just paid
more
for it.
It's a black box.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's always the fundamental problem is, you either go from a very simple model that you don't believe is the real world because it's too simplistic, or an algorithmic black box that you also don't trust because you don't fully understand it.
Yeah.
Well,
it's tricky.
And Google's is very, the one where you pick the assignment of value, I think that's tremendously useful. I don't want to call it attribution because I think it's more very, very healthy visibility, understanding into, for the visits who click through, for the ones who came to the site multiple times through one or multiple channels before they converted. So we've kind of narrowed it down to a subset of visitors, a subset of people, or a subset of devices, a subset of cookies, and we rely on having a meaningful conversion event on the site, right? So that's kind of narrowed us down to a limited set of what we're looking at, but it's still super, super useful because I've had clients where they're getting almost no traffic. They're getting 85, 90% of the traffic is first time visit, and they want to dive into those reports. And I'm like, knock yourself out. You know what? Pick every single flipping model and you're playing at the margins, right? You have bigger issues than trying to figure out if it was, paid search, then email, then display. Oh, you're not running any display. So I think as an exercise of saying, let's just get a handle of how many visitors are actually coming to our site multiple times before they convert. Oh, look, it's a tiny, tiny, tiny percent. And that's not the case for many, many sites. There are some that are they're set up to have recurring business, and that business may be coming from multiple channels. So I think it gives a ton of visibility, but I don't know that it's necessarily attribution. Or if you say, pick two or three different models, compare the models and see, is it a material difference? More often than not, it's not a material difference because you're playing at the margins.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, it's a very good point that if you don't have enough traffic or you don't spend enough money on digital, looking at attribution is about as smart as doing multivariate testing. There's definitely a you must be this tall to ride criteria for some of this advanced data stuff.
Tim, you said something which I want to disagree with, which is it is absolutely an attribution model, even if you go in and pick it. I mean, that was the old clear sailing, many years ago. Just go in and be like, yeah, I think 15% is how much...
Well, you're choosing how to attribute. You're choosing how you want to.
Yeah, so you're making an attribution model. Last click is an attribution model. It's just, a well understood poor model. And if I say, okay, I'm going to give 35% to search and 10% to ad, you know, display and 15% to email, and I'm just making arbitrary choices, that is also an attribution model. It's just not necessarily one that,
and maybe, well, it, and that's the distinction I'm trying to make between visual IQ or odometry or clear sailing or pick your poison.
Well, even Google has an algorithmic capability now. So the point being is that that's the tipping point, is like whether or not you're going to let, and to your point, Jim, you're going to have enough data to pour through that to create an algorithm that's smart enough to actually build you an attribution model that works.
But when you're doing that, when you are picking how you want to assign value, definitional. So if you are attributing value on last click, and maybe this is where I just get a little hung up on the semantics, that maybe it is attribution is me picking how much value I want to give to each touch point that I'm measuring. By the way, we're ignoring, in many cases, we're ignoring impressions, we're ignoring TV, we're ignoring the right legacy of the brand and the fact that, you know, gee, I grew up with my parents used Tide and I'm using Tide, which in many, many cases, I would argue for many, many brands, is there's not shit you're going to do with marketing other than making, you know, maybe putting some tiny little incremental offer, but you're going to have a hard time overcoming whatever they grew up with, Colgate or Crest.
Yeah, right? I mean, obviously, but now we're straying outside of digital and therefore moving out of the arena that Jim has set for us.
But I think it's part of the challenge with attribution.
You know, I'm fine to go out of it, and I'm fine to talk about brand loyalty, and I'm fine to talk about omnichannel and print and what have you, but there's a reason that people tend to do A-B testing or any kind of testing initiative at the landing page level. It's because focusing on the landing page and the visitor intent gives you the most possible control and the highest likelihood of getting a win. The nice thing about taking digital, and I actually think using impression data for attribution is bullshit too, and that's a little controversial, but I like using click-driven, multi-visit, multi-channel attribution campaigns because it gives you the most possible control, the most accurate data, and the ability to do what you talk about a lot, Tim, which is sit back and say, in looking at this linear model, I believe that if I reweight branded paid search to have a higher percentage at the third touch, I will see something that will allow me to optimize my paid search spend. So I really look at it at the same way that you would look at a testing tool, and less like a customer journey tool, which some people do.
I think was it Gary who was making the comment? I've definitely evolved from the 5 years ago saying everyone's in digital and TV is therefore going away. And now I've kind of shifted to say, wow, throw a bunch of money at TV. And even if you're getting time shifting and all these other things, it's happening. I was thinking actually today before we were recording of some of the brands that, you know, Carbonite, which I'm no longer a customer, or Squarespace, right? That's kind of a joke amongst podcasters. Everybody knows about Squarespace. I've recommended Squarespace to people, although I've never been a customer, and that has been through podcast impressions. And I get that there's some level of, I want to do attribution limiting to the channels that I can control, but I do look at, and I've got clients that are spending a huge chunk of what they're spending is on TV, and that can be frustrating as the digital guy when I have zero visibility and they probably don't even have a flipping call to action to point to the site, you know, at the end of the ad. But I kind of think, yeah, TV's working, because in a sense they have it, logically it's working, but also they may be doing mixed modeling, which is this big kind of macro level attribution, which they can't control as much. So I get very conflicted of saying, well, we're gonna be the three blind guys with an elephant, and we're only gonna worry about the rough surface that we're feeling, and that's what we're gonna operate in, when there are a ton of other factors in play that are all part of what marketing's doing and part of what the brand's doing. It just feels disingenuous to pretend that we are accurately attributing when there's a bunch of factors we're just ignoring.
It's almost like 50% of our spend, we just don't even know where it goes.
You should write that down. That shit was gold.
I'm going to make a quote out of that.
You should. I mean, it's brilliant.
Tim and Jim, both of you, and maybe this is more just to the world, my rant, is one of the things I see is wrong with the pursuit of attribution out there is that it's sort of like this pursuit that will magically create a Frankenstein of perfect marketing and perfect advertising because the computer told us what to do, when it's the advertiser's responsibility to have a plan for how to get customers. And attribution tells you how successful that plan is and how to tweak that plan. And I think that's the tipping point where I see people go off the rails. They're like, attribution will answer every question and fill this lifeless body with movement and create a marketing juggernaut for our company, where in reality, you have to sit down and answer some strategic questions like, is it more important for us to go get new customers in this phase of our business, or do we need to look for ways to retain loyal customers, and how does that impact how we go into the marketplace and spend our advertising dollars?
But that's an issue with digital analytics overall, right? Saying I want the data just to answer the question. But I think to that point, and this is, let me tie everybody together here, one of Jim's clients, who I happen to be friends with, who happens to be a listener and he knows who he is, has said, hey, paid search, you know what? The best way for us to figure out this attribution thing is to actually sit down and do an experiment with our paid search and to control for the DMAs where we're running this. And I remember hearing Jim Novo actually speak at an eMetrics where all of a sudden I became a little bit of a more of a believer in attribution, because he was kind of pointing out, and I think it's aligned with your point, that you have to have that plan. You have to say, this is what I think works. Now, what can I do to actually test if that works or not? Digital is actually trickier. With TV and print, you're kind of built in, and certainly with email and print mail, direct mail, you can control and say, I'm going to do an experiment. I am going to do this heavy spend here, and I'm not going to do it in this demographically similar DMA. It's a little tougher with just my website, but I can do it with display. I can do it with paid search. But it does argue for saying, how are we setting this up? Where can we hold out a group that from exposure to our advertising, and then compare that group and see what happens? And that particular customer is a CPG company that, you know, did that with, sat with Google and basically said, yeah, you know what, this works, but oh, by the way, we have diminishing returns. Like, we shouldn't spend necessarily more than we're spending there, which is another challenge with attribution. So what? If you understand the perfect world of where things work, it doesn't mean that you turn around and shift all your spend from one channel to another, it no longer necessarily works. So that's kind of another challenge with attribution. So what if you have a perfect understanding of exactly how things are working today? As soon as you say, oh, I'm going to pull out a radio, or I'm going to pull out of paid search, then the model is kind of by definition going to change. That was two or three rants in one. Jim,
that was a
respond. Omnibus
rant. It was a valid point, and I don't want you guys to think that I'm trying to spike anything that's not digital attribution or, you know, omnichannel or what have you. And we've done some neat work in the past. You guys have seen the routine I did before on looking at the impact of losing a catalog list on on-site conversion. It was part of one of my presentations last year. And we've done some work. We've also done some work before at the metro level on the impact of focused radio and TV on a metro and comparing it to a DMA for a metro that is of the same size. And I'm sure you guys have done similar stuff before. Like, there's neat stuff you can do there. It's just my real concern is that for anybody listening to this, they're going to get off the phone and go, shit, that's really hard, or that's really enterprise, or I need to buy really expensive software. And there are so many wins that you can generate with a well thought out initial approach to getting into digital only attribution, and then realizing that as the technology gets a little bit better and some of the other marketing tools get a little bit stronger, the business is going to come to you with the rest of those channels. I don't think we're far from seeing TV, given the amount of net connected TVs. We're not far from seeing TV as part of a measurable, non-BS digital marketing mix. And if you have a solid foundation and you can add that in, as opposed to kind of wait for Shoeless Joe to show up, you know, you can get wins now. And I think that's my really big point for today.
Rattle off what those, and I'm not challenging you, I'm literally saying rattle off what some of those wins are. I mean, give the hell, the catalog example's not a bad one. Give a couple of examples of kind of the specific...
The omnichannel ones, or just anybody can get them, digital only wins?
Anybody can get themselves. I'm running GA Premium, I'm running GA Free and have meaningful traffic to my site, and I'm spending on paid search, I'm sending emails, and I'm doing some display.
Sure. A couple of examples. The second that you start, and again, the criteria here is that all of your campaigns are being properly tracked at the ideally medium source campaign level. So you've got some detail. And in a perfect world, you've built channels for your marketing that are business relevant and ideally tied to how finance pays for shit. If you had those in place and you were arbitrarily a retailer, because we work with lots of them, you would quickly realize that you have two kinds of affiliates. And one of them are what we call coupon stuffers, and the other ones are what we call content marketers. Coupon stuffers, and you can do this analysis, and I've probably talked about it before, you will find that certain affiliates, one of them rhymes with Schmeetail Me Not, you'll find that someone makes it all the way through to the shopping cart, which is, you know, much higher likelihood of buying than your average visitor. They see the coupon code box, they leave the site. They come back through Retail Me Not. So not only did you lose, or did your abandonment numbers get kind of artificially inflated, but you had to give up X percent of the sale to someone when you had a visitor who was going to buy anyways.
And just to make that tangible, you would update your, and we'll go a little Google Analytics specific here. So you would update your, this will refer to Adobe too. You'd have a channel that you've defined as affiliate, and you're saying, in that case, you would see a bunch of different channels, direct, paid search, organic, whatever. And then right before the conversion, well, in Google's case, you'd be resetting a new visit. You'd see them coming in through affiliate. Is that what you're seeing when you look at those models and say, wow, affiliate, if I do a linear model, 50% is going to affiliate. But when I look at it, it's always the second channel? Or am I misstating how you'd see that?
You see enough at the channel level to start to, again, start asking some detailed questions. So even in free Google, if things are set up properly, you can say, I just want to see the attribution at the affiliate ID level. So you can go down to a level of detail that lets you see which of your affiliates are highly weighted towards being the closer and which affiliates are highly weighted towards not just being the closer, but very, very crappy influencers in terms of bringing people in earlier. Then you can build them into custom segments and isolate them and kind of do some hypothesis validation. But being able to find a subset of your affiliates that are not making you anywhere near as much money as you thought is a pretty straightforward win with any free setup properly attribution practice. Another thing is starting to see the impact of email and really optimizing when you send and how you send your email.
No, I was just going to mention, especially around affiliates, depending on the look back window, you can even be paying multiple affiliates at that point. It's like you almost need some sort of system to manage the tags so that doesn't happen.
Well, I called, you guys remember Convertro? Now they're like called AOL attribution or something.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Convertro was my first exposure to attribution because the founder of Convertro was the founder of a online retailer I'd worked with a long time ago. And I had a customer who was getting all the bills from, and he was, this particular retailer was doing way too much cost per acquisition marketing. So he was just getting hammered with his bills every month. And it was more like, you know, I know that 80% of my marketing dollar is wasted. I reached out to Convertro and I said, I'd like you to build parameters into your tool that are tied to the cookie window and the payout percentage for each of the marketing partners that this particular company has. Because then their return on ad spend models would actually be tied to the bill and not to the opinion of Convertro. And they're like, that's a really cool idea. That's impossible. Like, no one does that. But again, that's part of why my approach is always around, how do I understand what happens when I spend a nickel? How do I optimize that nickel? Like, it's all about revenue generation. If you'd replaced me with someone who is a brand marketer, they would say everything I just said was bullshit. Because you're thinking about customer journey, you're thinking about customer loyalty, you're thinking about long-term engagement and branding. But, you know, my response would be the model that I've just described, which you can do again in free tools. You could ask the hypothesis, how much does it cost to generate a first-time purchaser, and what is the optimal marketing mix for a first-time purchaser, and how is that different than the cost per acquisition and marketing mix for a returning purchaser? You could do that right now, and that's big kid stuff. And that's
But how are you doing that when, I mean, take this medium right here, right? I'm doing podcast advertising. I can attribute sales if I provide an offer code, right? Every podcast says go to www.mysite.com and enter the offer code Power Hour to attribute from that advertising. That's trying to make
essentially. Tim, it would be more brand correct to make the offer code Analytics Hour. Just keep going.
Yeah. Well, that's one of these.
If you look at our style guide.
I'll check the style guide as soon as we have a sponsor. Because I think that's still a challenge, right? Because if you're wind up definitionally saying we're going to skew to the channels that we can measure the click through. And I mean, the funnel is dead, essentially. I get that. But at the same time, there is the concept of I got to hear about a brand 17 times. Take Squarespace, take Carbonite, take, oh my God, audible.com if you're listening to podcasts. I don't know about display. I mean, I'm trying to think who has just completely carpet bombed me with display ads. And it's nothing's coming to mind, only retargeting is. So when you're not in a direct response world, when you are saying we have a new product or we are a new brand and we need to get that out there and we are going to have multiple exposures before people say, huh, you know, I've gotten enough. I've seen pre-roll video. I've seen homepage takeovers, and it's just kind of worked its way into my psyche a little bit that now, 6 months, a year down the road, when I'm looking to build a website or to find a way to listen to Audible audiobooks or find a cloud-based backup solution for my company or looking for, you know, Citrix has done a lot in that area for whatever GoToMeeting. I'm plugging all these they're not sponsors. It is hard for me to wrap my head around where the biggest impact, where I now have them top of mind if and when I have a need that I'm going to go and check them out as an option. And I think that's a huge challenge with trying to do attribution if you're just looking at digital clicks.
No, the only reason that you would look at impressions as part of an attribution initiative is if you're paying for impression. And that's part of why display companies make so much damn money. And they provide, frankly, not as much value as they generate for themselves, in my opinion.
But that's there are TV impressions, there are podcast impressions, there are radio impressions, right? Impressions is way more than display.
This is one of the fundamental problems people also have, which is we set all channels equal to each other and they all have to be measured on a direct response. I can't believe I'm the one defending display advertising here. But
I'll defend
channels
it to a degree.
Don't mean the same things. They don't actually, you don't start out trying to accomplish the same goals. And this is, I think, where people just sort of get dumb around analytics and attribution. And they just have to think about the fact that, like, fundamentally, I want customers to do something different when they come face to face with this method of advertising that I'm putting out there. When I'm advertising on paid search, I'm looking to intercept intent. Because people are there looking to do some action or find something. And so I'm going to advertise in front of that in a way that's going to get me to where I need to go. Whereas display is much more the old model of, I want the world to know who I am, and I'm going to pay money to try to build that awareness.
But because people are still dumb enough to pay for impression, Google doesn't charge for impressions of AdWords. If you buy a billboard on the side of the highway, you don't pay for the number of fucking cars that drove by it.
I don't disagree with you.
Purpose of an impression is to generate a click. And the purpose of a click is to generate a conversion.
No, it's not.
See, I disagree with that a lot. Yeah.
All right, shoot.
Well, on display, like, you shouldn't be trying to get a click because, A, it doesn't work. Everybody can see that. We've tested it a lot. It doesn't, you know, yep. Like, response rates from display are, like, ridiculous.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, they're, like, less than 0.5% or worse, probably. Maybe less than 0.1%. Like, banner blindness, blah, blah, blah. There's a whole other podcast about display and now ad blocking. But that's why impressions do matter, because it's the build of those impressions and what propensity it creates to put you into a channel that you can then convert in that you're actually trying to capture to understand, at least in some tactical fashion. And you can actually measure this, right? You can do you could do blackout tests with display just the same as you do with other marketing channels. And this is another whole topic, which is measuring that stuff in digital takes you away from what you're really trying to figure out, which is, did you have any impact at all or incremental impact as it pertains to customers or the value of those customers? Well, and that's where a lot of people are missing the boat.
And let me throw beyond just display ads, even if they're rich media or not. I mean, I think there's a reason that video is getting a lot of hype. Take video pre-roll. You know, there is a level of needing to educate people that this is a legitimate concern. I remember when Carbonite was kind of pushing hard and saying your stuff should be in the cloud, right? You've got Dropbox and Google Drive and lots of other things. And hey, my 14-year-old said, yeah, sure, wipe my whole CD, my whole laptop. Everything is in the cloud now, right? That's not the world we were living in 3 or 4 years ago. And there is a value of kind of impression-based stuff, be it video, I think video more so than display, of saying we have to, a lot of times companies are saying we have a product, we're different, this is new. You need to understand that you have a problem. There's a 4 P's, you know, marketing 101 aspect of where, yeah, you're just trying to get people to understand there's this other thing they could buy. They could be excited about a pumpkin flavored drink at the holidays, and it's really, really hard to tie to say we're just going to measure that based on the click. So I guess I'm echoing what you're saying, Helbling.
So 2-1. I have to change my mind then.
Yeah, that's right. The jury has it.
Although
I'll tell you one thing. Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, I would love to, and we've said this before, I would really like to have someone on the show who could give a strong defense of display and impression data. Because I shit on it all the time. I have a bad experience with people who are trying to justify their paycheck selling these kinds of things. I know it's important. It just seems like the majority of the measurement is BS. I would love to have someone come in and tell me what time it is.
I'm actually kind of with you on that as well. I mean, just the ad blindness, banner ads do sort of drive me a little berserk. But I will also argue that AdWords ads are, there's no way in hell those are going to catch your attention unless you're looking at them. You're not going to get messaging around. Those are kind of keyword driven. And okay, that's a whole other topic to go down.
Yeah. So I third that. Although a lot of times in talking to those folks, I find they're on a train to Houston and I'm on a train to Chicago.
We don't want to shit all over a guest.
No. It's not that I'm going to the right place or they're not going to the right place. It's that, you know, they have a very never mind. Let's get a guest. We'll find one for our listeners.
That was 80% of a world-class metaphor. I was following along with bated breath.
The other thing that I'm really curious to see what happens that allows a lot of people to start to do something that's a little more sophisticated than what they can do today with the tools is that both Adobe Analytics and Google Analytics are starting to introduce the concept of cohort analysis more into their tool sets in a more fundamental way. And the timing aspect of cohort analysis from a channel perspective is going to be very helpful in answering some very simple this, then, that type questions. And I'm really excited to see how that emerges as a way for people to get sort of up that first step of attribution or understanding how channels interact with each other. Because again, if you think about it from a customer journey perspective, it's not about creating a magical path, right? Which is sort of sometimes the way that people talk about it.
That's a really good point.
Let's get to takeaways. Did we even say anything smart enough to take away? What do you guys think?
Nope. Jim?
How come the one topic I seem to know something about is the one you say nope for? What the hell, man?
No love.
No, this is a fun one. And, you know, again, the big thing for me was, and I narrow cast us from like minute two, and I know that was kind of the holy hand grenade, but this is just such a cool topic, and it seems to be one of those ones like big data, or, you know, some of the other things we've talked about that are broad, where people feel that they can't get started. Like, I almost felt like we were getting into the shades of web analytics is easy, hard debates of 2005.
No.
Should we open that can? No.
No, there's no can to open. Tim Wilson, which is it?
I believe I'm on an outtake a couple episodes
ago. Do a quick Google search and you'll get back to us.
10-foot pole, then Tim Wilson. So you guys are like, it's super sophisticated, it's all these channels, and you need to take these things into consideration. And I couldn't agree with you more. I just feel that if you were to treat it more as a maturity process, which is not a phrase I'm a huge fan of, but something where there's you can walk before you can run. There are some very, very sophisticated things you can do quickly with purely digital that will grease the skids for you to really win with some of the omni-channel, especially when the data starts to get unlocked to the clickstream.
I'll do the cheating where maybe throw in something that's a little bit of a new concept on my wrap. I don't disagree. I think the ideal of attribution is absolutely fine to chase if that is in the service of saying we're going to understand how our marketing works, which to a point Michael made maybe halfway through means that we're going to sit down and think, how do we think it works? The more we can start with, if we have the assumption or the belief, which I think is just never going to work out, that we're just going to feed all this into a machine and it's going to come back and tell us what the right formula is, it's just doomed to fail. And that would be kind of my one piece of advice for anyone who has an executive saying, we're going to chase attribution, or we've got a vendor in here telling us this is what it's going to do. That is just not going to work. It's got to start with saying, hey, do we have a really, really good sense on our last click? Now, how do we think when we're spending money on these other things, and I would say digital or not, how do we think those are playing in? And how confident are we? And if we're super confident, you know what? Let's just roll with it. And if we're not confident, then let's figure out a way to validate whether it's working that way or not. And that is going to lead us down an attribution path that will give us incremental value along the way. I just think it can't be looked at as a panacea. And I think it's interesting. We went down many rabbit holes of saying, what is the scope? Is it only digital? Is it only click? Is it, oh my God, it can't be that because there's all this other stuff impacting it. And then we swung all the way back to saying, yeah, but if we just look at the stuff that we can measure now today with confidence, we'll still get some value. So it's a messy, messy space. And maybe that's my big takeaway is, and maybe it's because I've ranted about it now for a while. Anyone who thinks that's attribution is like the question and the answer is just insanely naive, and don't head down that path.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I really like that too, which is, well, the first question to answer is, how confident are you in your last click? And is that being captured today really as effectively as it could be? I certainly think we are, you know, we're stumbling around the issue, but have some pretty good spidey sense about it. And I think it'll be really interesting to get an adult in the room with us and do another show maybe about this topic again. Because if we, you know, because I think that'll help our listeners out quite a bit. But, you know, I really like what you guys had to say about it. I think my favorite book on advertising and marketing I've ever read was Scientific Advertising by Claude Hopkins. And what I wouldn't give to go back to such a simpler time where attribution was pretty straightforward. And we live in a crazy, multifaceted world, but the principles still remain the same. We just have to disassemble the sweater of the internet that we've created. How is that for a metaphor?
It's not Jim Cain like. Let me just
anyway.
No, you nailed it, and it reminded me of actually my favorite marketing book, which is The Original Monsters Compendium by Gary Gygax, 1984.
Nice. No, but guys, this is good, and it's a good start on a topic that confuses many, and frankly, gets a lot of people in a lot of hot water because it. You can take you down some weird trails, and it can cost a bunch of money to do and may not give you results you want. So if you're listening and you've got comments or you just want to jump in and tell us, wow, you guys really tried to bunt at this one, or you hit it over the wall, it's a home run, or I can't believe you made me drink in my Tesla, post us a message on Facebook or Twitter or on the Measure Slack.
Or hell, leave us a review on iTunes. You know, every quarter we need to ask for that.
It is 2016. We got to get that going again. Okay. Thank you for listening. We're going to wrap up, and we'd love to hear from you. For my two co-hosts, Jim Cain and Tim Wilson, keep analyzing.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join the conversation on Facebook or Twitter. We welcome your comments and questions. Facebook.com/AnalyticsHour or at AnalyticsHour on Twitter.
So smart guys wanted to fit in, so they made up a term called analytics. Analytics don't work.
Wow. We're not recording right now, are we?
Yes, we are. I just made Texas State Fair an adjective.
You're super compelling, Jim Kane.
What happened to your 10-minute walk there, buddy?
And Jim is going to be like, ew.
Do it!
But drinking, we're open to.
Napkin isn't hiring anyone and doesn't want customers.
And models is a tricky, tricky, tricky word there.
Well, you set me up to say something vulgar that I won't say.
Oh, look, it's a tiny, tiny, tiny percent.
Everybody's getting a chance to talk.
Wow, I lasted literally less than a minute.
We have Uber for sled dogs.
Rock, flag, and attribution.